621. This is 1320 WILS. Well, it's yet again a massive cyber attack striking parts of Europe, the U.S., and Asia. The second time in 2 months, hackers have tried to shake down computer users with this malware. Michael Doherty is with us, senior writer at Cyber Defense Magazine, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Hello from Los Angeles, actually. LA, I just got here.
What are you doing? What are you doing in LA?
I'm actually working with Melanie Mayron, who some people might know, used to be on the TV series 30-something. I'm shadowing her. She's directing a movie, and I'm here with her for a couple of days because my book is in TV series development. So everyone should go get The Devil Inside the Beltway.
Oh, no kidding. Now, what does that mean, TV series development? How close is it to becoming a reality?
Oh, it's going to be a year and a half, 2 years up. Well, it depends on the lawyers and the agents, you know, and it's Hollywood, so that's a loaded question. Yeah. But there is, I mean, you know, I'm working on the pilot, and there's a lot of people chomping at the bit about it because it is, you know, it's like House of Cards, but it's true. So,
have you approached Netflix? Maybe I mean they seem to be.
No, I mean I haven't. Because I won't till I'm ready. Right? There's a company that wants to develop it, and I'm just learning until then I strike. So I have someone that's all over it, but I'm not committing until I have my act together. So that's why I'm out here working with her.
The book is The Devil Inside the Bell. We were talking to Michael Doherty, a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. And we talked last time we saw this kind of a big cyber attack, Michael. Is this any worse than what we saw 2 months ago?
Well, I'll tell you, when you've seen one cyber attack, you've seen one cyber attack. What is almost universal is, you know, it's hard to hold them accountable. They can cross their steps. What is about this one that is the same as it seems to have been rooted into the fact that the NSA did have a loss of information from an insider. Yeah. They won't say who. They're not going to make someone, I guess, a cult hero like Snowden. I don't know who it is. But
yeah, they're hacking tools, basically, got leaked to the public, right? So,
well, they're not so much hacking tools. They're the back doors that allow them to hack so they can get into places, and they're supposed to be secret. And when someone else finds out how they're getting in, then they have to close them. And, you know, there's some places that close faster than others because it's certainly hard to let everybody know, and that's the problem.
Okay.
Because you know if we don't know about, we don't have back doors, then we can't go and see what the crooks are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do have back doors, then some bozo inside of an agency can decide they want to be a hero and make things like this. So
tell me this
situation.
When it comes, if you're going to rely on your computer for security, would it be a Mac or a PC? Which do you trust more to be more secure?
I honestly got to say both because it's not about security. It's about human error. 80% of all these things are about people clicking on things. So you can have the most locked down computer in the world, but if you hand the keys to the kingdom over to someone, it doesn't matter. And that's where all the mistakes are coming. It's just clicking on links, downloading stuff, telling somebody who your password is. Just, you know, unfortunately, humans create a lot of problems. That's what we have to work on.
And this is a ransomware, essentially, right? It gets on your computer, and then they say, pay us this amount of money, and we'll allow you access to your computer. Would you recommend paying it up? And
They always say don't pay it because the problem of paying it is you don't know if they're actually going to give it. As far as actually paying it, you know, you'd say, well, look, it's cheaper than a lawyer, and there's nothing you can do, so pay it. The problem is they don't necessarily unlock it. Now, if it gets around in the world that you paid it and they didn't cough up the ransom, then no one will pay it.
Yeah.
So if they want to make money, they have to unlock it or else word gets out. So that's your risk. But ultimately, I wouldn't pay it. It depends on how incredibly valuable it is.
Right.
And, you know, if you're a hospital and you're up a creek, then I suppose you have to pay it. If you're someone else, you should be setting up backup systems, just hard drives, and keeping them off the internet.
Most people certainly don't do that. Michael Doherty with us, senior writer at Cyber Defense Magazine here on 1320 WILS. His book is The Devil Inside the Beltway. So we've seen these attacks mostly internationally. That's where they seem to hit hardest. Is there any kind of attack like this that could really largely affect most of the computers in the U.S., you think?
Well, it's not so much. I mean, really, honestly don't know where it truly, truly originates. We find it out later. But see, the reason why international gets hit more is because they're not as up to date, and they have much more sort of downloaded illegally operating systems or older operating systems. So they're behind the ball. If we were as far as behind the ball, then we would get hacked too. But we are automatically updated way more often, and we have much newer operating systems.
Okay, so you're saying the operating systems are fine. So basically in the U.S., it's a personal issue of avoiding clicking the wrong links. Is that it?
I'm not saying all that. No, I'm saying there's the newer the operating system, the better off you are. And the more you update your operating system, the better off you are. But newer doesn't matter. It's updating is what matters.
Okay, so are we really safe mostly then in the U.S. from some kind of massive cyber attack that would really hurt us in some way?
I'm going to be political. We're safer. And newer, I should correct myself, newer does matter because they're automatically updated, where if you've got operating systems where Microsoft doesn't update them anymore, that's what leaves you vulnerable.
Okay, so avoid those. And, I mean, on the whole, it sounds like you believe the computer industry is ahead or right on par with these hackers, right? I mean, as soon as they see a breach, they close it. Is that it?
Well, it would be fine if we didn't have someone inside the government agencies around the world leaking things, you know? What are you supposed to do? You have to have locks, you have to get into things, and you're not supposed to toss out the secret code. And when you got some jerk inside an agency that steals the information, gives it to the bad guys, Here we go.
So are you saying right now in any operating system, even the newest ones, there are backdoors that are there
of
for
course.
The government?
Okay. Absolutely. Of course. Okay. And there has to be, because the Internet has mixed everything up together, and we have to be able to get to the bad guys of what they're doing. Okay. We don't have back doors. We can't do it. I mean, we prevent way more than we have to fix.
Okay.
We just don't know about all those things.
Does Microsoft, Apple, do they specifically allow for back doors, you're saying, or how does that work?
Well, they're forced to by the law, you know. That's where, if you remember the terrorist act in San Bernardino, there was a whole big brouhaha because they didn't want to hack the phone open for the FBI. So they do usually an operating system, not necessarily iPhones, and they don't like it because it, then they get in, and you know, when something like this happens, They tend to get the blame. But you know, everyone's between a rock and a hard place right now. What are you going to do? Not have technology just because of bad guys? Or are we going to allow, the government to go after people? There's just no perfect answer.
Okay.
It doesn't exist.
So basically, it's the NSA leaking that's really causing most of the harm.
In this instance, their backdoor information got stolen, and they think it was an insider that did it.
Michael Dougherty.
And those people got their hands on.
Yeah, well, it's, what is it, Russians mostly that are doing the hacking? Or?
Heck no, everybody. We hack too. Yeah. Stop listening to CNN.
Yeah, but we're not doing these. We're not doing ransomware attacks, though, are we?
No, but it's not necessarily government either. Yeah. You know, but they do training. I mean, those are just much more criminal cultures. And, this type of stuff's just petty thievery.
Yeah, but I'm curious, is it based in Russia, a lot of these kind of petty hackers types?
Not really. I mean, there are some based in Russia, but they're based all over. Korea, Northern Korea. I mean, they're based all over.
Everywhere.
The Russian thing is just a bunch of hyperbole.
Yeah.
Michael, when it comes to hackers.
Michael, we'll have you on to talk about that. Obviously, it's all they're talking about. Now, Michael Dougherty, his book is The Devil Inside the Beltway. He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. Thank you, Michael.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
6:30. When we come back, we are going to have former U.S. Senator Tom Coburn here. He will tell us what he thinks of the American Health Care Act. We'll also talk about why drugs are so expensive and who's really responsible for that. Are we in any way addressing these issues in the current legislation? That is all next on WILS.